We had the opportunity to follow along and observe Congressman Tom Cole as he learned a little bit more about production agriculture from Jimmy Wayne Kinder of the Walters area from Cotton County, Oklahoma, southwestern part of our state, as the Kinder family, a multi-generational family that no-tills in the southwestern part of the state, pretty successful at it. And most certainly Congressman Cole saw some cutting-edge methodology of how you fertilize, how you put the seed in the ground, and the type of crops that are being grown, included in what his education was all about in this Oklahoma Farm Bureau-sponsored event. Media had a chance to interact with the congressman and with the Kinder family, radio, TV, and some print folks as well at this particular event on Wednesday. And while we were out in the middle of one of Jimmy Kinder's sesame fields, he's got some 900 acres of sesame this summer. We had the chance to spend just a few minutes talking with a couple of the other reporters with Congressman Cole about several issues, including the regulatory aspects of dealing with the EPA.
You made a comment about the idea that you didn't really like the idea EPA was maybe making decisions that was getting between the farmers and Congress.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, we see that on everything from hydraulic fracturing to various forms of agriculture and production. Look, they have a very important mission, but there's a place for elected officials and, frankly, the people that are being regulated to have an opportunity for input so that you don't make things economically unviable. And I think the EPA has a sort of a bureaucratic mentality. It's very activist right now. Lisa Jackson is a very activist administrator, and it's looking to expand its portfolio and push us in directions that Congress isn't willing to go. A perfect example of that is carbon emissions. I mean, there's a discussion that while Congress has so far refused to make a decision on that, the EPA may on its own decide to regulate the amount of permissible carbon and greenhouse emissions. And given that, you could absolutely destroy the economy. So this really, not, in my view, not her place to do that. We'll decide what they ought to regulate and the manner in which they ought to regulate it, and then they can go do their job. They're not a super legislator, and they shouldn't act that way. But I think right now there's a little bit of that tendency to do that.
So have you learned something here today, Congressman?
Yeah, I learned a lot. Again, learned a lot about the nature of innovation in agriculture, that it's changing pretty rapidly. We have a lot of opportunities in non-traditional crops. We have a lot of opportunities in terms of production techniques, no-till farming, whatever, that will be very environmentally friendly and use water and use fertilizer very sparingly. So those things are good to know. And again, it's always good when you're actually talking to people that are in the production end of the business. What are the problems that you're dealing with that government causes? And frankly, what are the things the government does well and ought to continue to do well? I mean, talking about crop insurance here, which works pretty well. Maybe you better be careful about cutting back too far on that. So, you just learn more when you're at the place with the people that are doing the job than you're ever going to learn in a congressional hearing.
You mentioned, or I know that Jimmy was talking to you about the problem of passing the estate along, the death tax issue. Are we going to get anything accomplished this year?
You know, I am very worried about that. I've been surprised, honestly, the Democratic majority has not really brought forward something that either stabilizes us at the 2009 level for sure and gotten it through both houses, or I would like us to look at there's a Senate proposal that basically would raise the cap to $5 million and lower the percentage to 35%. I still think that's too high, but it's a whole lot better than where we're headed if it's going to be $1,055,000 in 2011. So if we don't do something between now and the end of the year, we're going to be back under the old system. And the deficit is big enough in Washington that there'll be enormous pressure to keep it. And I think that could really destroy a lot of productive family businesses, not just in agriculture, but makes it very difficult to do what the Kinders have done here, which have a multi-generational operation that's been handed down, built on, added to. That's a way of life in a big part of Oklahoma and a big part of America. We ought to be preserving and protecting that.
The House Agriculture Committee has run the bill. That's what's it called? The travel, Cuba travel, trade restriction bill, whatever. Anyway, Congressman Peterson, as well as Congressman Moran out of Kansas, moved this through. Not very many Republicans favor of it.
No, there's not. Frankly, we're not very interested in sustaining a Cuban system. You know, and I think you need to think long and hard whether or not you want to keep Venezuela's best friend in going and with American dollars and American business. I'd be more impressed, frankly, with the administration and the Democratic Congress if they would move the Colombian free trade bill, the Panamanian, the South Korean. All those have real opportunities for American agriculture. All of those are countries that we have strong and friendly relationships with. Why don't we do those things first? I think, you know, the Cuba issue on the left is almost divorced from economic reality. It's mostly to them about ideology. And I suppose in a sense it is on our side, too.
We're a very red state. Doesn't look like we'll have a whole lot of change, obviously, in our congressional.
We're a red state getting redder.
as far as, but looking to other states and looking to these November elections, do you see some Republican help coming your way?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a terrific year to be a Republican in most of the country. There's going to be enormous Republican pickups. I'd be surprised in the House if we pick up less than 25 or 30, and there's a good chance we'll get to 39 that we need for control. The Senate, since only a third of those seats are up, we won't do, I don't think we'll take control, although there's 10 seats in play, and that would get us there. But I would be very surprised if there's fewer than 5 to 7 new Republican senators, and then, frankly, probably another pretty good election in 2012. So the country, I think, has sort of tried this experiment with President Obama and Democratic majorities, and they haven't liked that very well, and they're swinging pretty dramatically back in the other direction. You'll see it here, too. I mean, even though we're, quote, a pretty red state, and you won't see it at the congressional level, I think our delegation will, which works very well together, honestly, will come back intact. But I think you'll see it at the state offices. I mean, it's a tough time to be a Democrat in a place as conservative as Oklahoma.
Will that help on the activism issue if you get more colleagues?
Oh, I think it helps an enormous amount. Yeah, and I think it slows down the bureaucracy a little bit. You know, I think we can do some interesting things to EPA on the Appropriations Committee. They actually come through the Interior Subcommittee, which I sit on. And so I think that provides a lot of opportunities if you have a strong enough contingent. Because, again, not every Democrat agrees with these measures. If you look at things like the stimulus package or the health care package or cap and trade, almost every Republican was against them, and we had substantial numbers of Democrats. If we get our numbers up, and I think the Democrats that tend to vote with us are going to get reelected. They're not in trouble in their districts. The ones that are people that have gone out and voted, frankly, in opposition to the interests of their district. If you represent an agricultural district and you voted for, or an oil and gas district, and you voted for cap and trade, I mean, it's pretty hard to come home and explain that to people. You're going to raise their production cost. You're going to make it more difficult for them to make a living, and you did this why? Because Speaker Pelosi asked you to. That's a great recipe for a one-way ticket home. So I think a lot of people voted in some ways they'll regret. Healthcare bill's another example. I mean, that is just enormously unpopular in the country, not just in Republican districts. And again, we had a lot of Democrats that voted with us on those bills. I think they'll be fine, but the ones that pushed it through, I think, are going to be in serious trouble.
Oklahoma 4th District Congressman Tom Cole, outstanding in a field of sesame in the western portions of Cotton County. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, our Ag Perspectives podcast, I'm Ron Hayes.